This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Imagine you're in the hospital with your brand new baby, and a researcher approaches you with a futuristic offer. They can analyze your baby's genes and let you know if there are any red flags for potential childhood diseases. Would you do it? Turns out most would not. In a new paper, Boston researchers find that the vast majority of parents want no part of any research, including on baby DNA. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg has the story.
The day after Catherine Martucci gave birth at Brigham and Women's Hospital, researchers asked her and her husband if they'd consider enrolling their new baby, Benjamin, in a study.
Looking back on it, we were like, you're kind of ambushed after delivery. Like when the geneticist was talking to us, I was falling asleep.
But joining the study 2 years ago seemed like a no-brainer, she says. Ben's DNA could be sequenced, hundreds of his genes analyzed, a process that could normally cost up to $5,000 for free. The results would be included in his medical record. And if any cause for concern turned up, a gene for early colon cancer, say, or a muscular dystrophy, Ben's doctors would be warned and might be able to take action. Andrew Martucci, Ben's dad, thinks it's a win-win, helping Ben and helping science.
I'm always of the mind that I'd rather know, even if it's bad news, than to be in the dark about something, because if you know about it, you can at least take steps to help make it better.
The study, called BabySeq, that's baby S-E-Q, as in sequencing, ran for 4 years, and it's now beginning to publish its findings. One of the first, Ben's parents' willingness to have his DNA analyzed is looking very much like the exception, not the rule. Of the first 3,800 families of newborns that the researchers approached at top Boston hospitals, Brigham and Women's, Boston Children's, and Mass General, only 268 signed up. The dominant reason for declining was not related to studying their baby's DNA. Dr. Richard Parade, a Brigham and Women's neonatologist and senior author of the new study, says more than 58% said they were just not interested in any research.
It is definitely a high-stress, overwhelming time to approach parents, and not the ideal time to approach the parents.
The researchers were offering a chance to check about 1,000 of their baby's genes. They would share the analysis with the parents. The overall study is trying to determine whether the DNA analysis affects the baby's care and how. Some leading scientists say it's inevitable that all newborns' DNA will be routinely analyzed in the future. But that future may not be soon, Dr. Parade says.
I don't think it's going to be next year or anything. I think it's off in the future. But I think from the study, we learned a fair number of things that at least allow us to see what some of the hurdles are to moving this forward.
About 10% of babies were found to have a gene variant that could, potentially, translate into a disorder. The researchers hope to follow the children for years and observe how those genes play out. Catherine and Andrew Martucci's son, Ben, turned out to be a carrier for 3 potentially problematic mutations, they say. Information that won't affect his life until he's ready to have kids. The Westwood couple have no regrets about joining the study. They see it as a way to avoid regrets, Andrew Martucci says.
I would feel awful if I chose not to participate, didn't get the information, and then down the road, something goes wrong, and then you think, hey, maybe 10 years ago, we could have had this information and done something or just been looking for it.
They figure they'll tell Ben about his DNA when he starts to learn about the science of genetics, probably in middle school. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.